connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving San Marco at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and the discussion each and every day as each day we face the issues. And by the way, there are enough issues today. It's like drinking out of a fire hose to try to keep up with the issues that we're faced with. And I believe every Christian, every conservative, every patriot needs to keep up with what is taking place and recognize the hand of God at work in our society. These things are not happenstance. These things that we see taking place on a national and global basis, international basis, ladies and gentlemen, they're not something that's just simply happenstance. May I simply say with a little footnote to where we're going today, I believe we see a lot of things happening today that we look at and think, well, that just happened to take place, happened to take. How much of these things are orchestrated, planned, and carried out by a satanic, demonic delusion in the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party and the Marxist media? Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do investigate, survey, look at, analyze hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of documents and articles on the subject, and each subject that we cover each and every day. Today, we're talking about chaos, confusion, calamity, and the Christian. Sub-point to what we're talking about was the assassination or attempted assassination of Donald Trump an accident, or was it planned? Let that sink in a moment. Now, I understand there's a lot of conspiracy theories that's going around today, but there are enough documentations, at least in the reality of what took place, that should cause us to sit up, take notice, and question, were the thugs with badges, i.e. the CIA, the FBI, the DHS, et cetera, did they orchestrate it, or were they standing with it, or did they just simply stand down and allow it to take place? Those are questions I believe that should be on our hearts and minds, and especially for the Christian. Because listen, ladies and gentlemen, if this is allowed to take place without proper intervention and proper dismantling of the orchestrated machine in D.C., we're witnessing the deterioration and very soon destruction of our Bill of Rights, and our Constitutional Republic, and our freedom of religion and freedom of speech. Therein lies the very reason that I am so concerned about where we are today as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation's in serious trouble. I believe every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot needs to be concerned of what we've witnessed in the past few months, and especially in the past few weeks. What is evidently, in my opinion, complete lawlessness that's out of control. Complete lawlessness taking place out of the Oval Office. Complete lawlessness taking place in the Biden administration and each and every aspect of the agencies in his orbit. Now, I know that's a tall question, that's a long subject, but yet we're going to be looking at some serious thoughts today that I believe needs to grasp our attention. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's the intentional undermining of our constitutional republic. Listen, the globalists, the Marxists, the communists have all watched. They're witnessing what is taking place in America. They're doing their planning and strategizing based on what they see taking place. In fact, as we speak, there's an entire entourage, mobilized group of illegal invaders heading for the border because their thoughts are, according to the news, they need to get into America before Biden leaves office. What does that tell you? A global understanding that through the Biden administration, the borders are open. But it's getting more serious every day. With the attempted assassination on Trump, with Biden disappearing from the scene, and with a letter that did not have the Oval Office seal on it, that he's stepping down from the campaign, and then all of a sudden Kamala Harris steps to the scene, and she supposedly now has enough delegate votes for her to be the official nominee for the presidency. All of that coming together simultaneously, I believe it's not an accident. I believe we're witnessing some demonic activities being played out through the hands and the hearts and the lives of those that are the globalists wanting to undermine, tear down, and destroy America. So those are the subjects. That's the broad, broad picture of what we're looking at today. And let me remind you, as we analyze the circumstances, the situation, and the issues, we do so each and every day based on a central biblicist worldview. Now, I've had those say, what is a central biblicist worldview? And for your edification and information, a central biblicist worldview is simply looking at everything that's taking place through the lens of the Word of God, through the Scripture and what God's Word says. God's Word has already given us from cover to cover what has taken place, what shall take place, and what will take place in the future. We don't have to sit back and wonder what is happening. We see God's Word has already pre-given us prehistory in the making and for the future. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issue, we go back to the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, as Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." That's the reason I call it the truth book. Thy word is truth. And then in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." The truth of the Word of God is not just here today and gone tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters, and yet we have those that disagree with that, vehemently so. It goes back to George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, in his dystopian novel called 1984, where Orwell said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be valid and real today, where there is a despise, there is an absolute sense of desperation and a sense of truth being despised in the society in which we're living in. The former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, headline says, "DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth." And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is what we're seeing, especially when you see the latest survey that says 55% of the millennials say there's no absolute truth. In fact, these same millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge each and every day, is that we seek the truth, live it, love it, tell it, stand for it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. But wait, wait, wait. Tools for Time has some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go ahead to question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Thank you for asking. March 31st, 1968, Lyndon Baines Johnson. I will not seek nor will I accept the Democratic nomination for president. We're seeing the same thing here, except for the difference is Biden has waited till just a few weeks before the Democratic convention in Chicago, and what goes on behind those closed doors, they better be thinking about replacing Kamala. To be honest with you, I want Kamala to be their nominee. It'll be much, much easier for Trump. The other thing is after LBG, you know, Lyndon Baines Johnson said that, they still had a process where they had a primary for the candidacy for the Democrats that year. This right here is stripping. If you're a Democrat and you're okay with what the Democrats are doing and stripping your ability to vote in a primary for your candidate that most likely matches your views, and I'm not saying I understand Democrats because I don't. Anybody that votes Democratic, I don't get it. I mean, you know, you're voting for abortion up until birth. You're voting for murder up until birth. You're voting for boys to be in girls' restrooms. You're voting for men to compete against women in sports. You're voting for 57 different varieties of gender. You're voting for everything, in my opinion, that is not what I would call normal behavior. So now that that's out of the way, purely political there, yeah, I want her to run, and I can't wait for that debate if it does happen, but I don't see the Democratic convention coming off the other side of that with Kamala Harris, even though she stated last night that she's the presumptive candidate. Oh, and another thing, too, Cheadle, resigned just now, a little while ago.
Yeah, that just hit the airwaves of the news line where she had turned in her resignation. I don't think she had another option, but she was pretty hard and fast in her interview yesterday. She didn't intend to step down. One of the things, let me pick your brains for a moment, Jim. With Cheeto, that's the name, the nickname, Kim Cheeto, that's the nickname that Elon Musk gave her. But with Cheadle saying that she didn't intend to step down, she did say it was a phenomenal statement. She admitted that it was a colossal mistake, major, major, major error on the part of the Secret Service. Now, my question is, Jim, and I know out online there are thousands of articles, hundreds of different viewpoints, and dozens of conspiracy theorist ideas and arguments. My question is, did this shooter act alone, number one? Number two, did the Secret Service know what was taking place? When did they know it? What did they know? Why did they stand down? Why did they, almost an hour, in fact, it was 56 minutes, after knowing there was somebody intruder, if you will, on the grounds, 56 minutes passed, and they did not on one occasion, even with the countdown taking place, even 5, 6, 7 minutes, 10 minutes till Trump's speaking time, did not tell him, we need to keep you off the stage for a while, did not tell Trump, inform him or any of his team that there was the potentiality of danger. So tell me how you analyze that. What do you see? Do you see beyond just what looks like a circus of errors? Do you see any intent in that? And if so, why?
To be honest with you, the more that comes out, and I'll give you another example here too, they knew that this individual had a laser, even though that it was a measuring laser for golf courses. Why in the world would anybody have a golfing laser anywhere near any type of public rally. The incompetency shown, I cannot believe in my own mind that the Secret Service, who are a organization that is tasked with protecting dignitaries and presidents and other important government officials there, could be this incompetent. How this young man was able to do what he did, and the things that I've heard from Kimberly Cheadle, for example, the roof pitch was too steep. I don't know if you've seen that congressman that walked around on top of that roof, but when he walked around on top of that roof with that video camera, I was astounded how in the world anybody could blatantly get away with what that man, that Crooks individual, you know, to scale a building, to get to a defilade position overlooking a presidential candidate. Whenever, if you've seen that video, there was two windows of that second floor where they are clearly in view of that entire rooftop. There was a water tower that's back behind there that I've seen. You would have put a single individual on that water tower with a pair of binoculars. That should have been right out. There should have been somebody there. But yet, supposedly, it was unmanned. The sheer incompetence of that entire Secret Service people that were with him is just unbelievable.
Well, Jim, the question that I have on my mind, and I'm seated here with probably three dozen articles on my desk, that each one has a little piece of the puzzle. I question, was it a comedy of errors and omissions by the Secret Service, or was there something that is more sinister that was orchestrated and baked into the pie, so to speak? I'm looking at one headline that says, "Do you suspect the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump was an inside job?" The witness added he was 100% certain the shots fired came from the gunman who he was trying to alert when he was trying to alert authorities. You've got video footage out there that's proliferating online, where dozens of people warned law enforcement that there was a crawler on the roof with a long gun, as they called it, in his hands. And yes, I go back to what you'd said earlier. The roof pitch, time I saw it, I have a pretty good background in building, construction, architectural material, and renderings. And time I saw that, I laughed. I told my bride, I said, that's a 1 to 12 or 2 to 12 pitch roof at the most. You can walk on that with your eyes closed. And yet the shooters, the marksmen for the Secret Service, were on rooftops that were about 4-12, 5-12 pitch, which was almost double the pitch of the roof as the one that Cheadle said that we couldn't put our men on because it was too dangerous. So on the face of that, Jim, what I'm saying is, on the face of it, there seems to be total sheer ignorance or pretending ignorance as to why things were orchestrated as they were. But was it really ignorance, stupidity, or actuality in the planning of it? That's my question. How do you respond to those serious questions?
Well, I look at it as, from my heart, I can't believe in my mind that organization could be that incompetent. I believe that there were individuals within that organization that enabled Crooks to do what he did. There was sheer, I find it almost unbelievable to have that sheer amount. I've heard there's no such thing as coincidence, but multiple, two photos 57 minutes prior, people, I've seen the videos where people, hey, there's a guy on the roof. There's a guy on the roof. How could they not have had some individual that enabled him? It's astounding when I think about it.
Well, Jim, I'm looking at an article that says nearly 30 minutes before the assassination attempt, officers spotted suspected shooter on the roof and reported him. Nearly 30 minutes, that's in actuality, I believe it was 26 minutes, nearly 30 minutes before he fired, law enforcement officials spotted and reported the suspected shooter who tried to assassinate President Donald Trump and even took a photograph of him, according to the news sources. Multiple sources said The shooter was spotted on the roof near the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania at 5:45 p.m. by one of the members of the emergency services unit of Beaver County. That person called in the report of suspicious persons and also took photographs of the man, who was later confirmed to be Crooks. That's the man's name, Thomas Matthew Crooks, according to the report. About 26 minutes after the gunshots were fired at the former 26 minutes later, the gunshots were fired. So the point is, you're saying coincidence? No. There's too many comical errors on the face of it. Jim, I've used this as an illustration. It's just like a number of people have said in the recent years with the Biden administration, how could they be so dumb? How could they be so stupid with opening the borders, with doing this, and whatever the case may be? And I've said it's not dumb and stupid. It's an orchestrated plan to overthrow the constitutional republic of America and to go into the global reset, as it has been called by the globalists. So I believe what we have just witnessed with the Secret Service, was not a situation where there's a comedy of errors that's taking place, but I believe there were some orchestrated purposes behind it. And here's the reason I say that, Jim, and I'll to get your take, then I'll let you go. Cheadle's boss, you know who that was?
Mayorkas.
DHS, Department of Homeland Security. What has Mayorkas done, other than being the puppet for Joe Biden and the puppet for the Biden administration, the puppet for Obama that said that he would fundamentally change America? And yet Mayorkas could sit before the Congress and their investigations and lie with a straight face, and yet he is the one that was in charge of giving Cheadle instructions, directions, etc., on all that she would do and carry out as the director of the Secret Service. So I have serious reservations and doubt. And then on top of that, when I look at a massive article that's got schematic and sketch on it, says this: phone data reveals a link between Trump shooter and Washington, D.C. This article reads, a graphic created by the Heritage Foundation reveals the movements of devices linked to the Trump shooter. The Heritage Foundation's oversight project has released an analysis of the geolocation data linked to the devices of the alleged Trump shooter and his associates, revealing that a frequent visitor to the Crooks household also traveled to a building in Washington, D.C. in the same vicinity of the FBI office. Now, it goes on to detail that. So my question is there something nefarious in that? The Heritage Foundation has a pretty good reputation of being a semi-conservative bastion of investigatory work and truth. So are we to think that now, based on this, and looking at the schematic here, where there was 4 different trips between the shooter's home address and D.C. before this ever took place? And then at least a day before the rally for Trump, the shooter was on the site running a drone, reviewing it, and then, as you said, on the roof of the building with a golf device for shooting a laser, if you will, to determine the distance and the accuracy of his aiming. And we're to believe that all of that took place and the Secret Service could do nothing, didn't know nothing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and were inept with the timing?
I have trouble believing that. So we've got from 1963, we've got the Zapruder film, and now we're going to have a Zapruder phone. Are they ever going to release any of their findings, or is this going to be something that the FBI, it's going to go in their vault that never to be seen again? I think there should be full disclosure in this event. And I'm amazed. This Crooks fella didn't go to WikiHow and do it yourself sniper training course. There is a possibility that he may have had assistance, so I'm not going to disagree with that statement. I don't know what to say, Doctor. Really, I don't. complete confidence.
I'm concerned from the standpoint of our security as a nation. I'm concerned from our standpoint as Christians and conservatives, because if we continue to witness the what I call the internal disintegration of the policies, procedures, the plans, the protocol, along with our Bill of Rights and our Declaration of Independence and the Constitution that we have, if we're simply ignoring that and shredding that, where do we go as a nation? Where do we go as Christians? What do we do for evangelism and outreach? What do we do from the standpoint of our rights, freedom of religion, freedom of speech? It's all vacuous and void and nothing if we do not have this to stand on. And so that's the concern that I have. And the scripture says in Psalms 146, verse 3, and I'll simply paraphrase, that we're not to put our trust and faith in man, but in God, because man can't help. But yet I look at it on the basis that I believe God's divine intervention preserved Donald Trump's life for a purpose, and that purpose, in my most humble opinion, is to place him back in the Oval Office to try to protect, preserve the United States of America for the foreseeable future. So, Jim, it deserves our very highest level of prayer and concern, preparation and planning, and being willing to go out and vote. I say if it rains, sleet, or snow, every Christian, every conservative must vote in this election, or we've lost it as a nation. Jim, thank you so much for your insight, for your dialogue and discussion on this issue today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What say you? Was this an orchestrated attempt to assassinate President Donald J. Trump? And linked with that, listen, was there a timing? Let's just give a little thought overview. The Socialist Marxist Democratic Party had tried everything that they could do to destroy Donald J. Trump. They had prosecuted the president over a four-year period of time, persecuting and prosecuting him, even when he came down the elevator in 2015 and announced his candidate for president. They started the prosecution, the persecution at that time. They used the Russiagate lies. They accused Trump of a problem when he simply made a telephone call to the head of Ukraine. They claimed that he was putting pressure on Ukrainians to do this, that, or the other, and they tried to impeach him because of a, quote, telephone call. There was an attempt to impeach him on the second time, but it also failed. Then the Marxist Communist Democratic Party used lawfare, and over the period of about 4 or 5 years during the course of his administration, and then after that continued, in fact, I think one statistician put it at 8 years, there were 4 or 5 different major federal cases, all of them collapsing at this very time, collapsing at the very seam and the very helm of what was supposed to be devastating, destructive, and was going to destroy Donald J. Trump. I'm looking at one headline, and the headline reads this. Let's see. That's the wrong one. But one of the headlines where one of the judges in one of the cases for against Donald Trump summarily dropped the case, said that it was no longer going to be prosecuted, and now I understand that the Jack Smith, under the auspices and the direction of the DOJ, now going to try to get that reheard as he completely. As there's a complete attempt to undermine and destroy Donald Trump. So here's the point, ladies and gentlemen. All of this is taking place, trying to destroy him financially, trying to destroy him legally, trying to destroy him politically, trying to destroy him in every way, fashion, and could not. And as Tucker Carlson said recently, he said there was only one thing left, and that was to assassinate Donald Trump. His Tucker Carlson statement. And probably within 1 month, I think that was a month ago, that's exactly what we see taking place, where there was an attempt to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, the question is, did the powers to be set up the assassination attempt on Trump's life July the 13th at 5:11 p.m.? Think about it. Is that possible? Is it possible? Because, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. is saying now that he knows his uncle was assassinated. He knows his dad was assassinated. And so what can we say? Is it possible the CIA and the DHS and the thugs with badges all are in on this as an attempt to destroy Donald J. Trump in order to continue the process of Joe Biden's administration through now Kamala Harris? We're going to talk about that further with more detail after the break. Don't turn your dials. Hang in there right after the news. We'll be right back to continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia.